This is Radio Nepal. I am T. Kaprasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. CPNUML's 10th National General Convention commences in Chitwan today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba seeks dialogue and collaboration from all political parties to build common views on national issues. Nepal Bar Association urges Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba to take initiatives for resolving disputes in judiciary. And the country is tightening travel restrictions following detection of new COVID-19 variant in South Africa. Now the news in detail. The 10th National General Convention of the CPN-UML has commenced today in Chitwan. Party Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurated the General Convention on the bank of Narayani River in Chitwan. Inaugurating the party's 10th National General Convention, CPN-UML Chairperson Oli claimed that the new leadership of the party would show a right path even for the country. He urged the party leaders and cadres to involve themselves in the nation-building campaign, shunning the intra-party disputes. Chairperson Oli further said the UML would reach out the people with preparations for securing majority in coming elections. Meantime, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, chief of various political parties and representatives of various parties from abroad were present in the inauguration ceremony. Addressing the 10th National General Convention of the CPN-UML in Chitwan today, Prime Minister Deoba has said that the dialogue and cooperation are required to make common views on the major issues related to the country and people. He further said that the differences in policy among the parties should be finalized through the process determined by the Constitution. Office bearers of Nepal Bar Association and senior advocates have drawn attention of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba over Supreme Court row and submitted a memorandum urging him to take initiatives for its outlet. During the meeting with Prime Minister Deoba at Baluata today, they briefed the Prime Minister about their agitation against anomalies in the judiciary. In response, Prime Minister Deoba said that he was aware about the matters and the government would make its opinion for the outlet of issues within a few days by holding meeting among leaders of five-party alliance immediately. The Asian Development Bank is to provide 7.08 billion rupees loan to Nepal for enhancing and modernizing Nepal's electricity system. Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini and ADB's Country Director to Nepal, Arnaud Cauquez, signed the agreement amidst a program organized at the Finance Ministry today. With this loan, an electricity transmission line with 132 kV capacity will be constructed along Nepalganj to Kohalpur. The district conventions of Nepali Congress have begun from today. Nepali Congress Election Committee said the district conventions are taking place in the districts with two or more than two House of Representatives constituencies. The party's district conventions were already held in districts with single election constituencies except Rasuwa. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi! मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पनि होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A total of 270 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 10,446 samples. Likewise, 302 people recovered from the virus infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, two persons died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,518 in the country so far. The 13th Israeli Film Festival began in Kathmandu yesterday. The three-day film festival will feature five movies. Kausal Kimremo brings more in this report.
The 13th Israeli Film Festival started in Kathmandu on Thursday. The film festival was jointly inaugurated by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bhadrali and Israeli Ambassador to Nepal Hanan Goder at Salty Crown Plaza on Thursday. This year, the film festival has been organized as per the drive-in concept. According to the Israeli embassy, drive-in film screening allows people to enjoy film with family in the safety of their own vehicle. As many as 5 films are being screened in the 3-day-long event. The film festival will conclude on Saturday. We talked to some of the dignitaries that attended the inaugural session and asked them about the significance of the Israeli Film Festival and what they thought about the drive-in concept. Let's listen to what they had to say.
Namaste and shalom to everybody. My name is Hanan Goder and I'm the Israeli ambassador in Nepal. I think the aspect of having films is a major issue to bridge between the countries. Now, because of COVID, cinemas are kind of a risk. We have avoided it by opening a drive-in cinema here in Kathmandu. And I think that today, tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, people are invited to register, to come and to watch, to understand and to have some experience, Israeli experience. You are all most welcome.
I'm Anjan Shakir, former ambassador of Nepal to Israel. This is very first time for Nepal, but it is not first time for other countries, only in Nepal. Even I heard that it is already done in India also. So in Israel, I got opportunity to join, to participate such events. It is very exclusive and very... it's like a business kind of thinking, which is very good that parking lots will also get benefited from this commercialization, so that many entrepreneurs will get opportunities to do business.
My name is Rajesh Samal. I am actor in Nepali film. I think drive-in concept is wonderful. It's been tried and tested a long time ago in America, and it was very popular once upon a time. But then again, now, you know, with the COVID and everything, I think it's much more secure to be in a secure and safe place in your car and watch movies, especially in this pandemic time. I hope this concept will catch on in Nepal as well.
This is Sarath Bhandari, executive member of Salom Club. As a journalist, I view this film festival an innovative idea, sending message that one can view, enjoy films in your own car. You don't have to go to the theater. I mean, it's a new concept. So Israel is always innovative nation. I have seen doing them innovative works. So it is one of the parts of their initiations, I believe, and really it is new, and it helps our people, Nepali people, that we can also do something innovative and attract audiences or people or do our business well. I think it works.
Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
That was Kaushal Ghimire with a report on Israeli Film Festival in Kathmandu. Now to some international news updates. A new COVID-19 variant has been detected in South Africa with a high number of mutations, raising global concern. Now, it has raised concern among scientists and triggered travel restrictions by a number of countries amid fears of coronavirus transmissions. The National Institute of Communicable Disease said 22 positive cases of the new variant have been recorded in the country following genomic sequencing. Meantime, countries are tightening their travel restrictions after the detection of new variant of COVID-19 in South Africa earlier this week. The UK, Singapore and Japan are among those rushing in the strict quarantine measures. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has said that it will take a few weeks to understand the impact of new variant as scientists work to determine how transmittable it is. At least 52 people are reported to have died in Russia's world's worst mining disaster in a decade. The incident started when a coal dust in ventilation shaft caught fire on Thursday, filling the Siberian mine with smoke and killing 11. By nightfall, a failed operation to raise dozens of missing miners had turned to tragedy after several rescuers reportedly suffocated. Officials said 49 had been taken to hospital with injuries. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in rest of the provinces. And light rain is also likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML's 10th National General Convention commences in Chitwan today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba seeks dialogues and cooperation from all political parties to build common views on national issues. Nepal Bar Association urges Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba to take initiatives for resolving disputes seen in judiciary. And the country is tightening travel restrictions following detection of new COVID-19 variant in South Africa. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.